AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump has signed an executive order that he says will allow TikTok to continue operating in the U.S.
We have American investors taking it over, running it, highly sophisticated, including Larry Ellison. And Oracle, I guess, is going to be play a very big role in terms of security, safety, and everything else.
And he says he did it in consultation with China.
I spoke with President Xi. We had a good talk. I told him what we were doing, and he said, go ahead with it.
The president also spoke about Israel and the Palestinians.
I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow it. It's not going to happen.
Did you speak with Netanyahu about this directly?
Yeah, but I'm not going to allow it. Whether I spoke to him or not, I did. But I'm not allowing Israel to annex the West Bank.
Haya Penjwani reports the Palestinian president addressed the UN General Assembly today.
Speaking over video to world leaders after the United States revoked his visa, Mahmoud Abbas told the UN General Assembly through a translator, Palestinians in Gaza
have been facing a war of genocide, destruction, starvation, and displacement.
He added that Palestinian authorities reject the action Hamas carried out on October 7th.
Hamas will not have a role to play in governance. Hamas and other factions will have to hand over their weapons.
Abbas's speech came as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to New York to give his own address in person. Abbas also said,
"Peace cannot be achieved if justice is not achieved. And there can be no justice if Palestine is not freed."
I'm Haya Penjwani.
Three former chairs of the Federal Reserve Board are urging the Supreme Court to let Lisa Cook keep her job as the Fed governor to preserve the central bank's political independence. President Trump's been trying to fire her while pressuring the Fed to lower interest rates. This is AP News. Damian Troisi has today's AP Markets Report.
Stocks fell on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 fell 0.5%. It marks the third straight drop for the index and its longest losing streak in more than a month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.5%. Stocks felt pressure from strong economic reports that could make the Federal Reserve less likely to cut interest rates in the coming months. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. All three major indexes are still near their records set at the start of the week, despite the modest losses. Damian Troisi, New York.
More detail on those strong economic reports. The Commerce Department upgraded its estimate of second quarter growth to 3.8%. That followed a first quarter drop of 0.6%. And fewer Americans filed claims for unemployment benefits last week, despite mounting evidence of a softening labor market. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.